Nora, Uncle Ralph, Aunt Bertha, Uncle Bebo, Uncle Booley, Aunt Hazel, and I'm getting upset.
Roll smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't tricking if you got it.
Tricking if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it, what you asking?
Well, I swear, boy, these simps are coming hard, people. Boy, the simps are coming hard. Well, you guys got to stay focused, man. These simps are coming out with anthems, people. Well, these simps are coming so hard right now. Folks, you got to stay focused, people. What's up, man? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I just got so much game to spit today. I just can't wait. But these tricks and these simps are coming hard. Boy, y'all have to stay focused, man. This is what it's come to. They got tricking anthems right now. Y'all got to stay focused, player. Don't let these tricks and simps break you off your focus. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Welcome to the show today. I'm ready to chop up some very good game. Today is going to be a very good show. Today's show, I'm going to talk about staying focused. It's really about staying focused because these tricks, these simps, these moist niggas, they're really campaigning to recruit all my true players out there. Anybody with some real good game, there's a whole movement against cats like you. I saw the video to this song that's playing right now, and it's a nice song. The melody is nice. It's a nice song in the way it was written, but just the theme of it is shameful. And in the video, they had a little trickin' dance. There's a little dance that they're doing as if they were throwing money in the air with their fingers. I mean, these tricks and simps are coming hard. Do not lose focus. And that's what today's show is about. Staying focused on your goals. Staying focused on top of your game. Not just pertaining to tricking and getting women, but just in life. And we're going to get into that more in depth later on in the show. But today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs. And I have one of my other sponsors on the phone right now. Let me chop up game with him, one of the other sponsors of the show. Let me put on some macking music real quick to talk to the sponsor real quick. One of the sponsors of the Mac Lessons Radio Show, we have a brother. Real down brother from Oakland, California. We got Broderick Brown, the law offices of Broderick Brown in Oakland. All my Oakland people, what's up? What's up, Broderick?
What's up, Tariq?
Man.
What's up, Mac Lessons Radio audience?
There you go, man. What's going on up there in Oakland?
Man, just out here chilling, you know, here in the office right now, doing work.
That's what's up, man. And all my Oakland cats out there, if you ever get into any kind of situation, anything happening, because you know it's real hot out there in Oakland right now. You know, the cops are on brothers right now. They striking brothers out with these laws. You need to holler at my boy Broderick Brown and the law firms of bhblawfirm.com. That's where you can reach them. And what's the phone number where they can call you, Broderick, if any of these brothers get in trouble? And not just brothers, anybody out there. There's a lot of stuff going on in Oakland. It could be a personal injury situation. What's the number where they can call you up in Oakland?
510-452-6300. And Tariq, I would just like to add that typically I take criminal defense in the Bay Area, but I take personal injury throughout the state of California.
Oh, that's perfect.
If you get in a car accident and you're in LA or Orange County, you can holler at me as well.
Now, Broderick, you being a lawyer, what's your take on the whole Chris Brown situation right now? Because they just sentenced Chris Brown. They were kind of stiffed on him with the sentencing. So what's your whole take on that situation and how brothers can avoid getting in that type of situation?
You know, Tariq, it's an interesting situation. in the sense that he's on probation 5 years. And so by being on probation 5 years, he can't have any contact with Rihanna until August of 2014.
Wow.
And for a lot of brothers out there, they don't realize that this includes emails, text messages, and phone calls. And each phone call, text message, or email is a violation in and of itself. So, and if you violate your probation, you're looking at a hearing with a judge and not a jury trial. So, a lot of times, count that he was convicted of, he'd be looking at 18 months.
That's what I heard. I heard if he violates any of those things, like if he sees her outside of a musical event, they're going to just throw the book at him. And that's crazy. Why do you think they were so strict on him? Was it because he was a celebrity? Do you think they wanted to make an example out of him?
No, I think that she had significant injury. Those pictures are really her.
It looks
like she had some serious injuries. It's a felony. He got off easy in the sense that he didn't have to do any time. But he just has to basically leave her alone for 5 years.
Wow.
And a lot of times, a lot of cats end up going back to jail on probation when they get back together with their girl and then it goes bad and, she reports it to the cops.
Right. That's crazy. That is true. I mean, so brother, y'all watch out for that, man, because that is what Broderick is saying is absolutely true. A lot of times these females get these restraining orders on these guys and they're ordered to stay away and all this stuff. So and then the women call the guy up on some booty call tip and the guy's getting back with her. And then when things go south, she gets on that phone and gets to doing that dry snitching, talking about, hey, he was just over here. He was within 100 feet. Whoop-de-whoop. And then he gets caught up in the game. So you guys have to watch out for situations like that. And if you get caught up in situations like that, man, especially if you're out here on the West Coast, you guys got to holler at my boy, Broderick Brown. Let me give his website again. That's bhblawfirm.com. And also you can check out his blog at oaklandpersonalinjury.wordpress.com. Also, if you're in the Oakland area, anywhere in California, give him a call at 510-452-6300. Thanks a lot for calling in, Broderick, man. All right?
Trick, real quick, if I may add, real quick. Another point of aspect of this is community service, and you'd be surprised how many people don't complete their community service or their domestic violence classes, and then that causes them to violate their probation as well. So, if you're on probation and you got to do community service or you got to do the domestic violence, it's better that you take care of it. Otherwise, they're
going
to put you back in to custody.
So. Now, also, as far as community service, and I know a lot of cats out here need to get up on this. If you didn't want to do community service, is there like a fine you could pay? What are the ballpark figures of some of the fines you can pay to kind of get out of community service?
Well, to my knowledge, no. You're going to pay fines. Like, Chris Brown's paying fines anyway. I think
right.
He's paying like $3,000 to $4,000 in fines, but. If you don't want community service, then, you got to do your time in custody.
Wow, okay.
So, a lot of times people just end up doing the community service or working with the sheriff's alternative work program where, you pick up stuff on the side of the freeway.
Wow. So a lot of cats, you got a choice. You either do that time in custody or wipe up gang graffiti or clean up the streets after Mardi Gras or something. But it's crazy. But that's why we need cats like you, man. We need lawyers to go out here and represent and spit that hot fire to these judges. But anyway, everybody, check him out. Thanks for the call, Broderick. Also, yo, I got another sponsor. I got a shout out. I forgot. Got to give a shout out to my other sponsor at AutoVroom.com. If you guys are looking to buy or sell an automobile, go to AutoVroom. That's Auto VROOM.com. AutoVroom, like vroom, vroom. Here's the keys to my Jeep. AutoVroom.com to buy and sell cars all around the country. And you can also check out their MySpace page at myspace.com/AutoVroom1. Check them out. Tell them King Flex sent you. You're going to love it. Anyway, let's get into some good game today. Like I said, I'm talking about staying focused in your game. not letting people influence you away from your goals. And I did a show a few months back about the anti-moist movement, because the moist movement and the simp and the trick movement has been gaining a lot of momentum. And one thing that I've done in the past, I've played YouTube videos of dudes singing Keisha Cole songs. Now, for some reason, that just amuses the hell out of me, because in many cases, it's a bunch of hard-looking thug-ass dudes sitting up online singing Keisha Cole songs. That's very amusing to me for some reason. It's funny as fucking hell. It's funny and sad at the same time. Now, some of the dudes on there are clearly moist, but some of them try to be thuggish. And the thing is, what's funny, I think a lot of them try their best to be all hard and gangster looking, because deep down they know what they're doing is moist. And I played some videos before. Hold on, let me turn this down for those who have forgotten. And this is one I play on the show all the time.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough.
Okay, you guys are familiar with that one.
I used to think that I wasn't wild enough.
And there's another one that I played on the show, this one.
Oh, love, I never knew what I was missing.
Now, this is a dude. Now, this isn't a woman.
Once we start kissing, I'm fine.
And the thing is, man,
there's just
dozens of guys on YouTube singing not just one or two Keisha Cole songs, but just several Keisha Cole songs. And it's serious. It's not like these guys are doing it as a joke. That's the thing. These guys are dead ass serious doing this. Like I said, these dudes are dead ass serious with this shit. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm about to have a heart attack with this bullshit. But there's more. It's gotten worse. There's other Keisha Cole songs that these niggas are out here singing. It's really gotten worse. Hold on. It's so many of them. And here's another one.
Let me be the one who can save you from all the things you've seen. And if you trust in me, I can be there for anything you need.
And these niggas are got their shirt off. Some of these niggas are tatted up. I mean, did I miss something? What's going on here? Something is happening with the brothers out here right now that I'm not knowing about. That something going on. There's a real strong, moist movement going on. Y'all got to explain this to me, because this is getting out of hand.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
What happened, fellas?
Ooh.
What happened to our young men? And this ain't about sexual preference or anything. If you have a certain sexual preference, I'm not knocking you for that, but this is just some old moist shit. This is a hot mess.
When I said I loved you, and where were you?
Jesus, take the wheel.
When I cried at night, waking up.
What is this bullshit?
Couldn't sleep without you, thinking of.
Is there a meeting that y'all niggas had that y'all just left me out? I don't know what's going on with the brothers out here, man. Why y'all niggas sitting at home making YouTube videos?
I remember when my heart broke. I remember when I gave up loving you. My heart couldn't take no more of you.
Jesus, take the wheel. In this one video I saw, It's two dudes singing. It's one dude singing. He's on camera singing. He sings one part of the song. Then he turns the camera around to his computer screen, and it's another nigga singing back to him. And they're dead serious. Look at this shit.
I know you've seen a lot of things.
This is a dude. This ain't a girl. This is a dude. Now he's singing. Now the next dude come in. Now the next nigga singing.
Nothing to promise, but I believe it if you give me everything.
One nigga is Keisha Cole and the other nigga supposed to be Monica.
I won't stop till I get it right.
What the fuck is going on? You niggas are sitting up doing moist duets. Niggas are doing moist ass duets right now. Okay, that's enough. I digress. But that I'm going to expose. I just have to expose that. And there's several more videos. I can just go on all night playing these videos of these thug ass looking dudes. Some of them moist, some of them thugged out. Singing Keisha Cole song. There's one nigga who looked like he just got out of jail, and he's sitting up there with a wife beater and a skull cap, looking like he's singing to his cellmate. But there's a real moist movement popping off, man. I seen it a few months ago, man. I talked about that with the whole sexy spec from Pretty Ricky when I had him on the other show, when I interviewed him, and just talking about the booty shaking. And there's a real strong moist movement, man. That's why I had the anti-moist movement show. And again, I'm not knocking anybody for your sexual preference. If you're a flaming queen, more power to you. I'm not knocking you for that. But the game is getting real moist right now, and you got to stay focused, players. Because they're trying to make it seem like it's cool to be moist. They've already made it seem like it's cool to be tricking. And I don't want to seem like I'm beating a dead horse, but you really got to stay focused on top of your game. I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. And, you know, I was looking at the Housewives of Atlanta again. I really wasn't looking at the show. I was looking at a commercial for the show. It was a promo on Bravo. And one of the ladies, she was there with her little hairdresser. And again, I'm not knocking anybody. This isn't even a knock. It's almost props. Because if a person is gay, I can kind of respect that. If they're out in the open with it, I can respect that. It's just the androgynous, moist shit that I can't get with. Where these guys try to act thug out, try to be gangster, but you're doing some little moist booty bullshit. A flaming dude, I can respect that. Because he is what he is. He's open with it. I was looking at Housewives of Atlanta. Like I said, I was looking at this promo, and they had this hairdresser on there. And this dude had on a shirt that was so moist, it was just it was like a color. I don't even know what color that shit was. It was a V-neck shirt. I can't even describe. If you had a gun to my head and said, what color was this shirt? I couldn't even describe the color. You remember back in the day in the crayon boxes? You got two crayon boxes. You had the crayon box, the small one with 8 crayons. Then you had the big one that had 24 crayons in it. And that one had all the exotic colors that you never really heard of. Like topaz, mauve, fuchsia, magenta. Well, this nigga from the Housewives show, that nigga had on a magenta V-neck shirt. And the V went all the way down to this nigga's navel. I ain't never seen a V. That nigga had a capital V-neck shirt. Just moist beyond belief. But he's flaming, and I can respect that. He is what he is. I wonder where they get that type of shit from. Where y'all get clothes like that from? Because it's not even women's clothes. A woman couldn't wear no V-neck shirt that go down her navel. So what store do you get some shit like that from? a magenta capital V-neck shirt that goes down to your navel. What mall do you go to get some shit like that? Instead of Walmart, you go to Walmoist. But at least the dude is honest with who he is. All these cats on YouTube, what's the deal? I'm going to expose a lot of these cats. I might even start a website just exposing a lot of cats who get on YouTube. Because a lot of guys, you get on YouTube and they get mad comfortable, man. They get real comfortable and the real them starts coming out. But anyway, yo, what? Yeah, yo, I digress. Let's get in today's topic. Today's topic is staying on top of your game and being focused. You got to be focused, people. The thing is, when you're trying to be focused on your goals, there are three things that usually take us off focus, and I'm going to talk about those three things. The number one thing that takes our focus away from our goals, and goals meaning anything, like getting women if you're trying to get a dude, if you're trying to get married, if you're trying to get a job, fellas, if you're trying to get your money right, you're trying to get a new car, it could be something as small as you're trying to win at sports, anything. Whatever your goal may be. The main three things that take your focus, that takes your focus away from your goals. Number one is fatigue. A lot of times we're pressuring ourselves to fulfill a goal and we end up burning ourselves out in the process. In many cases, man, your game has to flow. When you put too much pressure on yourself, you block positive results from coming through. I'm going to give you an example. Sometimes, you know, when you're hungry, when your goal is to eat, a lot of times you get very impatient and you're like, I want to eat right now. So you want to cook something at the house. You pull out that chicken that's been in the deep freezer and you don't even thaw it out. You just take it out, you put it in the oven, turn the oven on 500, and wait for it to cook. In a situation like that, what happens? The food gets ruined. You burn the food up, the skin is burnt, and it's cold on the inside, so you mess your meal up by putting too much pressure on it. Whereas if you just kick back and marinate, let it simmer, you can get all the parts just the way you like it. And life is like that when you're trying to get your goals right, man. When you're trying to focus. When you're straining yourself to focus, you burn yourself out. Like when I'm writing books, I'm going to use myself as an example. Sometimes, man, when I have a deadline, which I try not to get on deadlines. When I turn my book in to publishers, I try to finish as much as I can before I even get the deal going. Because those publishers put you on the deadline, then you start cramming, trying to find stuff to say and force yourself to write, whereas your game should just flow. When it flows, the game is better. So a lot of times when I would cram and pressure myself into trying to come up with words, you get what's called writer's block. So when you get that, when that happens, you have to fall back. Just get it out your mind. Step away from it for a minute. Because I'm fatiguing my brain. And you have to be like that. Sometimes when you're just pushing and pushing and drilling and drilling, you're working at school, you're trying to get a term paper together, you're cramming. Sometimes you gotta just step back, clear your mind, get yourself centered, and then go back to it a little bit later. Don't let fatigue set in, because that's going to mess up your focus. Now, the second thing that takes away your focus or that deters you from your focus is past failure. A lot of times you try to do things and you failed at in the past trying to do certain things. And when you're trying to complete your goals and you're trying to focus on something, you unintentionally start focusing on your failure. You start focusing on what you don't want to do. Like if you're shooting free throws and you keep throwing the ball over the goal, after a while, you start telling yourself, I don't want to throw the ball over the goal. I don't want to throw the ball over the goal. I don't want to throw the ball over the goal. And you keep throwing the ball over the goal. The more you tell yourself this, the more you throw the ball over the goal. Because what you do, you tell your subconscious mind certain keywords. See, your subconscious mind does what the conscious mind says. You feel me on this? Follow me on this. Your subconscious mind listens to what the conscious mind says. And the subconscious mind reacts to that. So even though you're trying to tell yourself, okay, I don't want to miss this goal. I don't want to throw the ball over the net. Your subconscious mind is going to pick up those negatives. Whereas you should be telling yourself, I want to hit this goal. I want to hit the nets. I want to hit the nets. You want to focus on what you want to do. See, guys, when you go to clubs, when you're trying to spit game at ladies, you focus on the negative. I hope she don't trip because I'm living with my mom. I hope she don't trip on me because I ain't rolling in a Benz. You start sabotaging your subconscious mind, telling yourself things that you don't want to happen. Focus on what you want. When you go to a spot, I want to get some numbers. I want to get some females to come to the crib with me. I want to find a female that I can go on a cool little date with. You have to tell yourself positive affirmations. And I know that sounds cliche, but that's really applicable in many situations. You got to focus on what you want. Too many of us focus on what we don't want. I don't want to live in the projects. I don't want to go to this bullshit ass job every day. I don't want to go home to this musty bitch. You focus on stuff you don't want. You got to focus on what you want. I want to go kick it with some supermodels. I want to roll in that new Bentley. I want to get my business cracking. That's how you got to think. You got to change your focus. Focus on what you want. Now, the third thing, and the most important thing that keeps you off your focus, is outside influences. And I've talked about this on the show before. I talked about simp peer pressure. But outside influences really hampers your game. It takes you away from your focus. You're focused on one thing and you have friends, families, colleagues steering you in another way. So if you say to yourself, hey, I want to go out here and use some good game to get some fly women, but you have all your friends and your peers and your colleagues telling you it ain't tricking if you got it, making it seem like it's cool to trick, your focus is going to be off. Now you're going to be focused on their little bullshit. Or if you say to your homeboys, hey, look, man, let's go to this new club and mac up on some females, but they want to sit at home and do duets on YouTube with you, they're taking you off your game. Peer pressure is a bitch. So you have to really check and watch people that you're around. The people that are around you are very influential, whether you know it or not, on a conscious and a subconscious level. It's inevitable that you're going to take on their ideology to a certain degree, be it good or bad. In many cases, a lot of people, they will take you off your focus and act like they have your best interest at hand. Like a lot of women are real big on this. A lot of women will sit up and say, girl, you don't need no man this and independent this, independent that. They're not saying this because they're trying to help you. Misery loves company. They want you just as miserable as they are. They're trying to get you focused on what you're trying to do. And a lot of women fall for that bullshit. But I'm not here to beat up on the women today. But a lot of people will try to act like they have your best intentions at hand, but they're working against you. And this happened to me one time in Vegas. a lot of times when I would go to Vegas on a regular basis, I would go almost every other week. And I'm blackjack is my game. I love blackjack. I'm a beast on the blackjack table. And I was very strategic about the way I played. I was very strategic about where I played. I was very focused on every little intricacy about blackjack. Like certain hotels I avoided, like the Mandalay Bay. I don't like playing blackjack there because that's a very upscale casino and they got some of the best blackjack dealers there. And I don't really win that much. But I like going to the Hard Rock Hotel, because the Hard Rock Hotel, what they do, they try to be the hip hotel, the hip casino, and they'll hire real cute, attractive females to deal the blackjack cards. But the thing is, a lot of hot females, they're not that good at counting. So those girls be in there literally counting on their fingers. They're very slow at dealing the cards because they have to, you know, it takes them a few more seconds to calculate the numbers in their mind, and you can use that to your advantage. Also, there are hotels in downtown Las Vegas, hotels and casinos, and they have older blackjack dealers, and they're a little slow, so you can kind of watch them and just kind of use all that to your advantage. So I was at one of these casinos downtown Las Vegas, one of these smaller casinos, and I'm at the blackjack table, and I'm lighting their asses up. I'm focused on the blackjack dealers. An elderly lady, she was doing her thing. Looked like she'd been dealing blackjack since the goddamn Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra worked at that motherfucker. But she was dealing, and I'm watching her ass. I'm watching the face cards. I'm watching everything. Whenever all the face cards are gone, I start betting low. But whenever she started a new deck, I start betting high. I'm throwing money down. I'm killing them. I was on a roll. I'm hot. I'm watching her every move. I'm on her ass. I'm cleaning these motherfuckers out. I mean, I was killing them for a good 20, 30 minutes. I was on a roll. I was real hot. And what happened is the pit boss came over on some friendly tip, like, hey, sir, are you staying here at the casino, at the hotel casino? I'm like, no, I'm not. And I'm being polite. You know, I'm not thinking anything of it. I take my focus away from the dealer. So now I'm focusing on the pit boss. And he's like, yes, sir, are you staying here? Well, if you're staying at this hotel, we can comp you a room and we can get you free restaurants and we can get you this. So I'm like, oh, well, thank you very much. I might consider that a little bit later on, but thank you very much. So I go back to the game, but now my focus has been broken. So I don't know what card is where. I don't know anything right now. So all of a sudden, I start losing. I was on a streak, and just like that, I start losing all my money. I'm like, damn. So anyway, I just tapped out and I walked away. But then I thought about it. A few hours later, I'm like, wait a minute. That motherfucker came up to me and made me break my focus on purpose. And that's what they do in Vegas. They're trained to do that. If somebody's having a winning streak, the pit bosses are taught to go over there and divert them, to change their focus so their winning streak will be thrown off. So you can be thrown off your game. It's their job to do that. And I didn't realize that until after the fact, because he did it so out the blue. It just seemed so weird that he would do that. Offer me a comp card and offer me free restaurants and all this just out the blue. And I said, okay, that's cool. But I never let that happen again. I peep game. And that's what you have to do in life, man. You have to peep game. When people come up to you and act like they have your best interests at hand, a lot of times they're trying to take you off the focus. You have off your focus. They're trying to take you away from what you're trying to do, where it benefits them. People are like that, man. You always question people. Whenever they want to throw a hand out to you just out the blue, they have so great advice, or they have some great deal for you out the blue, what's the catch? You don't want to seem cynical about life, because there are some people that are genuinely nice, some people are genuinely friendly, but always look at the catch. How is it going to benefit this person by taking you off your focus? Always stay on top of your game. Don't let nobody take you off your focus. Stay focused. Don't let these simps, don't let these moist niggas, don't let these hood rats, don't let anybody, your boss at your job, even your family. Your family are the main ones that'll take you off your focus. Focus on what you need to do and handle your business, players and playettes out there. The world is yours, my nigga. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'd like to thank my sponsors. Thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to check out all the pay-per-view specials. Go to maclessons.com. I will see you guys in a minute. Holla.
I used to think that I wasn't fine enough. And I used to think that I wasn't wild enough.